I have in my mind that the current day youngsters are the persons coming into full growth. Understand that being single means not being alone, which means they are not wanting to get married. They are not completely wrong, not completely right either. I will explain what I mean not completely wrong. They have seen deeply rooted way of action of marriage coming short badly many times. So they see that this is just a dragging relationship. Both the spouse are not doing well with each other because it's not right to break. Now kids are grown, what will happen now? Will it take socially? How it will be taken socially? They also see marriages are failing apart. You know, because of lack of compatibility, they don't take risk. So, I'm very sorry to say this. I hate saying this, but the modern concept is like, if milk is available to buy outside, do I need a cow? That's what they think, which is lack of responsibility. If I go out and get a milk anywhere I want, why will I keep a cow at home and take responsibility of caring for a cow? But that's how the mindset has come out to be like. I said it's not completely wrong, because the things that they have seen is not very inspiring for many. I'm not saying everybody, and there are good relationship things that work well, and people have seen that were inspired as well. But there are many, they were not inspired as well. I think we all have several needs. I mean physical need, we all have emotional need, we all have financial need, we all have spiritual need. And the complete life is where we have addressed all our needs. If you address one need, not other, it's like car tire filled with air but not having fuel. Everything you need to be placed for a car to move on. So complete life is where you have addressed all our different dimensions of holistic need in a relationship between male and female. The physical need is very smallest thing actually, but that gains lot of promises in the world. Physical need with multiple people is well, but when it comes to emotional need, that's where you can't share your emotional speech with 20 people. Because your emotional bandwidth is limited. Your physical bandwidth is massive, which is why you can go around. I'm not saying you should, I'm saying people do it. So, which is where commitment in a relationship becomes crucial to fulfill that side of your life. Which is your emotional need? And trust me, when it comes to emotional fulfillment in a relationship, it takes time. Like if you go to gym, you don't start expecting result in one day. You need to go to gym consistently, working on it. Some days things go wrong, some days things go right, some days diet wise you have a cheat day, some days diet wise you have a perfect day, and with all ups and downs you keep coming to physical fitness, and one day you see the result it takes. That's where emotional bonding stack so long. Relationship is about emotional fulfillment, and marriages happens to be in the way to commit the relationship.